This Week in the Civil War, on Monday, December 28, 1863, the Confederate Congress abolished all substitution for military service. In April 1862, the Confederate Congress, at the urging of President Jefferson Davis, had passed an act drafting for 3 years military duty while white males between the ages of 18 and 38, but all eligible for the draft could secure an acceptable substitution, did not have to serve. While this act worked to enhance the size of the Confederate armies, it proved unpopular with the average Southerner, who came to view substitution as a gimmick to force poor white non-slaveholding Southerners to fight for the maintenance of slavery. So the American Congress abolished all substitution for military service and promised prompt action, which would expand the age pool of those eligible for future Southern conscription. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.